Stanley Ketchel is probably the greatest fighter that you never heard of. He's also one of the most interesting men I have ever read about. The first two-time middleweight champion of the world, he left home at 13, riding the rails on a westbound flyer. He was a tough, street-fighting kid who dreamt of going out west and becoming a cowboy, just like in the books he read. Working his way west in and under freight cars, he took jobs in logging camps, ranches, and saloons, and he often had to fight for his life against violent railroad bulls and dangerous hobos. Stopping in Chicago, he learned the manly art of glove practice from saloon owner and former boxer Soccer Flanagan and lightweight fighter Sid Lamont. Lamont, after one furious sparring session with Ketchel, told him, "You're built to order for this game because you're a natural fighter with a wallop. The sort that don't need to be pretty to win. The ring's your meat, kid, and you ought to go out and grab some real coin." Ketchel took Lamont's advice, traveling to Butte, Montana, where he had over 250 amateur fights. Now, amateur fights in those days didn't mean you didn't get paid. It meant you got paid very little and often had to fight in the streets or in saloons. He soon turned pro, had 64 fights with 53 wins and 48 knockouts, 5 losses, 5 draws, and 1 no contest. Notable in his storied life was his 1909 fight with heavyweight champion Jack Johnson in Colma, California. There was over 10,000 people at the fight, some of whom were paying as much as $25 a seat, which was huge money at the time. Johnson was 35 pounds heavier than Ketchel and also 6 inches taller. This is a fight that would never take place today. In the 12th round of that fight, Ketchel surprised Johnson by landing a hard right to the champion's jaw, dropping him to the canvas for a short count. Johnson rose, not amused, and with one powerful punch knocked Ketchel unconscious. Pictures of that fight show Johnson picking several of Stanley's teeth out of his glove. Johnson had been shocked at Ketchel going for the knockout, as the fight was supposed to go for 20 rounds with no one being declared the winner. This would make the fight long enough to be shown in theaters on Thomas Edison's new projector and also to create great interest for a very profitable rematch. After losing to Johnson, Stanley sunk into a downward spiral, where he won 3 fights, lost 1, and had 1 draw, all the while being in physical and emotional decline. Ketchel needed resurrection, and he took friend Pete Dickerson up on his offer to recuperate his ranch and prepare for a rematch with Johnson. Settling in at the ranch, Ketchel was as happy as he had ever been. In the early morning hours, he could be seen smiling while jogging with Dickerson's 2 pet lion cubs adorned with diamond-studded leashes. Tragically, this was all about to take a horrible turn for the worse. After a morning's run and seated at the ranch's breakfast table, 24-year-old Stanley Ketchel was shot from behind and murdered by the coward Walter Dipley, a ranch hand jealous of Stanley's attention to Goldie, the ranch's cook. Wilson Meisner, a playwright and friend, upon hearing of Stanley's murder, said, "Start counting, he'll be up before they reach 10. New York sports writer Hype Igo said of Ketchel, "He was a many-sided individual. He could be tame as a newborn babe, as vicious as a lion protecting its cubs, as lovable as a mother, and as treacherous as a villain." The great heavyweight champion Jack Johnson cried when he heard of Ketchel's killing and said, "It's really too bad about poor Stanley. He was a great fighter. Not a boxer, but a real fighter, and there are not many real fighters in the game." Stanley's last words spoken to Pete Dickerson were, "Take me home to Mom, Pete.